If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So if Andy Dalton's the next quarterback for the Patriots, how do you feel about that? Does it make you feel worse than if they just go with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer? Does it make you feel worse if they go with him versus not having drafted someone just recently at the draft? Do you feel worse if it's him over Cam Newton? How do you feel about Andy Dalton as your potential starting quarterback for the Patriots next year? Because Andy Dalton was released today by the Cincinnati Bengals, and at least one report from the Cincinnati Inquirer says the Jaguars and Patriots are among the teams interested in Andy Dalton per a source. That's Tyler Dragon, again, of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who covers the Bengals. And so here we go with Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Maz, you're already smirking.
Oh, look, I'm in on Dalton. I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. And I felt like before we absolutely locked in on Hoyer and Stidham as the guys, we had to let the Dalton thing play out. And the reporter who tweeted it, you said again it was Tyler Dragon, right?
Yep.
Out of Cincinnati. I'm willing to bet that he got it directly from Dalton. Remember, Dalton's been there 9 years. He's got the reputation of being a good guy to media and other people, an upstanding guy, professional guy. And I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. I think the Patriots have some interest in Dalton. I think they've asked about Dalton. They knew he was going to hit the street. And they've been kicking it around. And a lot of it might come down to ultimately what Dalton chooses. And I'll say it again. If I'm him right now, I've made my money. A good chunk of it. I need to reestablish myself as a viable NFL starter. I need credibility, and what better place to get that than in Foxborough with Bill Belichick?
Do you think, Maz, and again, just I know you're just spitballing. You have no inside information. You know, I know.
Correct.
Do you think that there's a big – what's a bigger unknown, whether the Patriots want Dalton or whether Dalton would choose the Patriots over the Jaguars? In other words, do you think the Patriots' interest in Dalton is stronger than vice versa?
Yes.
That's the Apple Watch. There's his Apple Watch.
Because what I don't know anything about Dalton. It's not like I've ever met the guy or anything like it. And when I say, I mean, I know what I read, but to me that is only the sort of spin control and the public image and everything else. So, Greg Bedard, for example, at Boston Sports Journal, says that he thinks Dalton might pick the money. And if Dalton wants the money, then he's not going to get it in Foxborough. That's not the reason to come here.
So, and the thing there is, if it's the Patriots and Jaguars.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So if Andy Dalton's the next quarterback for the Patriots, how do you feel about that? Does it make you feel worse than if they just go with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer? Does it make you feel worse if they go with him versus not having drafted someone just recently at the draft? You feel worse if it's him over Cam Newton. How do you feel about Andy Dalton as your potential starting quarterback for the Patriots next year? Because Andy Dalton was released today by the Cincinnati Bengals, and at least one report from the Cincinnati Inquirer says the Jaguars and Patriots are among the teams interested in Andy Dalton per a source. That's Tyler Dragon, again, of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who covers the Bengals. And so here we go with Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Maz, you're already smirking.
Oh, look, I'm in on Dalton. I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. And I felt like before we absolutely locked in on Hoyer and Stidham as the guys, we had to let the Dalton thing play out. And the reporter who tweeted it, you said again it was Tyler Dragon, right?
Yep.
Out of Cincinnati. I'm willing to bet that he got it directly from Dalton. Remember, Dalton's been there 9 years. He's got the reputation of being a good guy to media and other people, an upstanding guy, professional guy. And I think he makes a lot of sense for the Patriots. I think the Patriots have some interest in Dalton. I think they've asked about Dalton. They knew he was going to hit the street. And they've been kicking it around. And a lot of it might come down to ultimately what Dalton chooses. And I'll say it again. If I'm him right now, I've made my money. A good chunk of it. I need to reestablish myself as a viable NFL starter. I need credibility, and what better place to get that than in Foxborough with Bill Belichick?
Do you think, Maz, and again, just I know you're just spitballing. You have no inside information. You know, I know.
Correct.
Do you think that there's what's a bigger unknown? Whether the Patriots want Dalton or whether Dalton would choose the Patriots over the Jaguars? In other words, do you think the Patriots' interest in Dalton is stronger than vice versa?
Yes.
That's the Apple Watch. There's his Apple Watch.
Because what I don't know anything about Dalton. It's not like I've ever met the guy or anything like it. And when I say, I mean, I know what I read, but to me, that is only the sort of spin control and the public image and everything else. So, Greg Bedard, for example, at Boston Sports Journal, says that he thinks Dalton might pick the money. And if Dalton wants the money, then he's not going to get it in Foxborough. That's not the reason to come here.
So, and the thing there is, if it's the Patriots and Jaguars have more money to give them. It's probably a better chance to start, I would think. I don't know, toss up. It's hard to know. Maybe they would promise it to him in Jacksonville over Minshew. I mean, I don't know. So let's just say, for the sake of this, more money in Jacksonville and a better chance to start in Jacksonville. And what was the connection with the offensive coordinator, Murray, you said earlier?
Jay Gruden. He was worked with Jay Gruden in Cincinnati. Now he's the offensive coordinator with the Jaguars.
Okay, so those three things might lead him to take that Jaguars job. What a mistake by him, I think. What a
Huge.
Mistake by him. You're going to go 3-13, get your brains beat in again. Attend to that watch there, Maz. You're not going to play well. The team's not going to play well. And so what? So for 1 year, you make a couple million extra than you would here, versus if you come here, you're not going to make as much. And Bill's going to, on paper, make you compete, but you have a chance to go to the playoffs, win playoff games, and resurrect your career. And whatever you left on the table in the short term, you'll make up in your next contract, because you'll become a viable option in the league again if you come here. So what a mistake if he chose Jacksonville over here, Maz.
No,
Jacksonville's
the play. That's the smart play. These are uncertain economic times. Take the cash and the comfort. Go work with a guy you already worked with in Cincinnati. You're not going to win here. You know in your core, you suck, you're a bum. So get the money while you can. Okay. Jacksonville's the play. Go Jags.
And if you're joining us, Big Jim Murray hates Andy Dalton.
Yes, I do. Yeah, the Patriots need a quarterback that does not turn the ball over. Dalton makes terrible decisions with the ball, so no. You go with Stidham. More unknown, more upside, familiar with the system. 14 interceptions last year for this ginger bum in 13 games, so Stidham's the guy. Dalton, no.
Okay, I think Bill would win with Andy Dalton. I think that...
Me too.
I think he's, in some respects, he's a perfect guy for him. I think, and I've talked about this a lot, system guy. I want a system guy for Bill Belichick because I do believe in his system. And I think Dalton is the classic system guy, and he'll take what the offense he'll take what the defense gives him. He'll run the offense, and he'll be as good as the offense is. And if the offense is good, he'll be good. If the offense is bad, he probably won't elevate it. But I'm banking on the offense being good and Bill coaching it up, and he's a perfect guy for that. And I don't know what Stidham is. I'm hoping he's the future. I think he's the future. I think the fact they didn't draft someone tells me he's the future. But maybe he's not quite ready right now. So what's the best way to bridge that? What's the best way to get to Stidham and Stidham's readiness? I think it's the red rifle. So I'd be more than happy with Andy Dalton. I think I've told you, you win the division with with Jared Stidham, and you win the division with Brian Hoyer, for crying out loud. You really win the division with Andy Dalton. I think you're even a little better with this guy.
I mean, to me, what Dalton really needs to decide is what's my best chance of success. And so, because to me, the money's irrelevant. If he succeeds, he'll get paid. And I looked it up. He's already made, according to, you know, Spotrac, over $80 million in his career. So he's got plenty of dough. I mean, in the real world, that's a lot of money. And so do what the Patriots do. Use them like they're going to use you. Use them as a platform. What's good for you is good for me. Let's use each other and reestablish yourself as a starter in the league. Market yourself to someone else and get another three-year deal out of it.
So PR-wise, they take a hit if they do it. PR-wise, people have wrapped their heads around Jared Stidham's the next guy. They drafted Jared Stidham. They've developed Jared Stidham. So we're going to take a big step back in the short term, Brady to Stidham, but at least that's the plan and we're going to accept it. And I feel there's been acceptance of that. If they have to bring in Andy Dalton, who people can't stand, I think the perception is they don't have a plan, or the perception is they drafted the wrong guy and Stidham. Otherwise, why would they have to bring in Andy Dalton? And why do you have Andy Dalton in my face anyway? You know, so I think Bill would take a short-term hit on that. But I don't necessarily think that means he's without a plan. Maybe Andy Dalton was the plan all along. I mean, as we point out many times, Peter King on January 9th, for crying out loud, 4 days after the season ended, 4 days after that Tennessee loss, before you even knew Brady was gone or anything was happening, or, you know, Burrow or anything, said Andy Dalton to the Patriots. I don't know anything, but I wouldn't be surprised, he says. 4 days later, and oh, by the way, just 4 days prior, he had an exclusive one-on-one with the owner, Robert Kraft. So I felt the second Peter King said that did not come out of nowhere. And now here we are, and it's right back up again. And so maybe that was the plan all along. Although I don't think that's going to be perceived that way, Maz. I think it's going to be perceived as Bill grasping at straws.
Okay, but again, so there's negative PR fallout from it, as opposed to what? Drafting a safety from Division II?
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't think he cares about that.
It's not a plan. You can't spin it as a plan. You were waiting for this bum to get cut by this team,
yeah,
whose sideline you were filming. Like, that was the plan. Oh, it's hey, we need a living room set. Should we go to the store and buy one, or wait for the neighbor to throw one out? Oh, that was the plan. See, we got one. Please, it's not a plan.
No, it's a plan, Murray. It's just one that you don't like.
Hold on. You don't think they might have had their eye on him from the very start?
Trade for him if you want him that bad. If that was the plan, you would have traded for him. Oh, no, we're going to wait till he gets cut.
Murray,
please. The spin from you two on this and anyone else that's going to try to do that. Please.
Murray,
the plan.
That's silly. Why would you trade for someone who's going to be cut and you can sign him for nothing? Why would anyone do that?
If you wanted him that bad, you make a move for him. You don't do that. No,
no,
I'm not buying it.
No, you don't. The NFL is known. It is. There's a million examples of guys not getting traded because the whole league knows they're going to be traded, so they don't say we're going to wait for you to release him. It happens to everyone.
If he's that valuable of an asset, then you worry about someone like the Jaguars or someone else that actually needs a backup, like Pittsburgh, swooping in and taking him. If you want him, you would have traded a sixth rounder for him or something like that. Please, it's not a plan.
Well, so he's not that valuable an asset, but he's part of a bigger picture. And Murray, I'm not telling you this guy's great, but look at it this way. Nick Foles got traded from Jacksonville to Chicago. They had to give up, a fourth-round pick, the Bears did, and they got to pay Foles $21 million. Dalton and Jameis Winston are costing those teams nothing. Now, independent of which player you like and don't like, which teams made the better deal?
Huh?
So, in other words, you don't like Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Okay? But who made
a
better deal?
Don't use your mind tricks on me. Here's the thing.
Who made a better deal? Who made a better deal, Murray? New Orleans signing Jameis Winston for $1.1 million, or the Bears trading a fourth and paying Nick Foles $21 million, or whatever it is?
No, Nick Foles is the better quarterback, so I'm going with the Bears. Don't use your mind tricks on me. Here's the thing.
No, they're called
you don't
facts.
Know. You don't know if this bum is going to end up picking you once he gets cut and is a free agent. Again, I think he's right to go to Jacksonville. Get the money now. Go be comfortable. Work with an OC that you've worked with before in Jay Gruden instead of this taskmaster who's going to bust your balls and make you watch film 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Well, you do know he's coming here if you've tampered, which I hope they've done.
I was going to say, Murray, I mean, what if you do know he wants to come here? What if you just know it because everyone talks?
Well, I'm ready to boo him.
Do you think Peter King just got that out of what was literally just spitballing?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't like Peter King.
Well, at least Murray's promoting his own agendas today.
So, Murray has a certain thing against Andy Dalton, as he wrote us this morning. Oh, what wonderful news to wake up to at around noon. So glad my nightly wish of please let tomorrow be the day that I don't wake up once again didn't come true. Andy Dalton released, and there's already stories of interest by the Patriots, of which I'll choose to ignore it until it actually happens, God forbid. I'll just add that if he does get signed by the Patriots, I'll be rooting for the virus. I'm not kidding. Keep football closed, no fans, no games, go COVID. That's how much Big Jim Murray hates Andy Dalton.
True. And before I get any more whiny emails from angry, uptight boars about that, don't you know people are dying? I know the virus is serious. I know you morons. It's a joke. It's a joke. Take a joke. Jesus.
Right. He's joking. Ish. That's how much he hates Andy Dalton. Why do you hate Andy Dalton so much?
Because he sucks. So Maz wants to still try to make a case, like between 2011, 2015, especially 2015. People look at the numbers from 2015. Okay. In 5 years, that's 77 games that he started, 11 to 15. How many games do you think he won against winning teams in that stretch?
Not many.
15. 15. 15. Primetime games. He can't win them. Postseason games. He can't win them. He's a turnover waiting to happen. He stinks. I don't just think it's just the Bengals thing. You either have it or you don't at that position. 37 picks in the last 3 years combined. He lost his job to Ryan Finley last year. He blows. I don't want any part of him. He's bad for business.
Okay, so two things. 37 picks over the last 3 years. That's 13 per year. Or it's less. It's 12 per year. If he comes in and starts 16 games and throws 12 interceptions, that's a win. He's taking care of the ball. That's good. That's a good number. So, I'm sorry, Murray. 37 picks over 3 years. You know, how many games? I think he didn't play a full year last year.
13 last year.
Okay, so, like, it's higher than that. But if he comes in and throws less than 15 interceptions, I think he'll take that. 12 interceptions, if he's in that range, that's decent. That's fine. One. Two, if he just beats the bad teams, well, fine. What did you do last year? That's all you did last year, and you went 12-4. So if he comes in and just beats the losing teams, the bad teams, wins the games he should win, that's all I'm looking for. That's all I want. That's all I expect Stidham to do. I don't expect Stidham to walk into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs or any of these other guys. Are they at Seattle or home against Seattle?
At Seattle.
So I don't expect any of these guys. I don't expect.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Okay, so like exactly. Stidham, Andy Dalton, Brian Hoyer, they're going to lose at Seattle. But can you beat a losing Arizona team at home? Can you beat the losing Oakland Raiders here at home? Can you beat the bum AFC East teams at home? If Andy Dalton can do that, then he's done his job. Take care of the ball, win the games you should win. Perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And when it comes to taking care of the ball and winning the games you should win, I do. I think I put him ahead. I do put him ahead of Brian Hoyer, although I think he can do that too. And he's a more known commodity than Jared Stidham. I'm in on Andy Dalton. How about you folks? To you right after this.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Stop it.
I got some breaking news, and so let's talk about it here. I think this is pretty significant. Adam Schefter is reporting the Cincinnati Bengals are releasing quarterback Andy Dalton. Shefty, thank you this morning. What can you tell us? Andy Dalton, we just reported the news. What can you tell us?
When we look around the league, people still look at New England and wonder whether they would bring in another quarterback to compete with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. People look at Jacksonville, which you look at a team like the Dallas Cowboys right now. They still don't have a viable, proven experience backup for Dak Prescott, who hasn't signed his franchise tag. That's another interesting spot that just sits out there at this point in time. But short of those teams, you tell me a team that has an opening, and there aren't many of them.
Lewis Riddick is with us as well this morning. What do you expect for Dalton out there now?
The conversation is going to immediately focus on the New England Patriots and whether or not, from a fit perspective, does he fit what possibly they would be looking for in terms of a veteran acquisition in the context of their offense. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't have any intel on that, although I would only just say this right now. You know, like two over the past 3 years, Andy has really struggled as far as completing above, even getting, you know, cracking the 60% completion percentage plateau, and his yards per attempt have been down too. So, you know, in the six yards per attempt range. Now, a lot of that doesn't, I mean, there are more things than just him that have to do with that. Obviously, pass protection, consistency of the weaponry on the perimeter, all that has to do with that. Now, but it will be interesting to see if New England does investigate this and kick the tires here, because from a profile standpoint, it would make sense from a veteran acquisition standpoint for them.
Yes, it would, Lewis. Yes, it would. Lewis Riddick there on ESPN. That's what it sounded like this morning. Very exciting. Unfortunately, Murray was sleeping through it. You didn't get to see it live, Murray. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, but real shame.
But you did wake up to it. You did wake up to it. The red rifle right on the chin, baby. Here it is. He's coming. Here comes Dalton. Danny in Dorchester, what do you got for us? Go ahead.
Hi, Murray. High five, man. Gingerbread man blows. But let's explain it, all right? The reason why he sucks is because what I look in quarterbacks, I always look for the chip. Do they have the motivation? Do they have the hunger to want to be better? Andy Dalton, 2015, we talk about that's his best season. Okay, I get it. All right, cool. He got a broken hand or a broken thumb. He couldn't even play the playoff game. All right, cool. Here's your motivation. There's your chip. Show us why you had a really good season. You come back 2016, you go 3-7-1. You're a bum. All right? Now, after that, you then come back the following season, right? You play all 16 games once again, right? And then you put up what you've always put up. Double-digit interceptions. The kid sucks. He can't really play. He's 0-4, so we're going to have a backup who doesn't know how to win in the playoffs. But, Felger, you want him to, yeah, just win against the bad teams in the regular season, just be a regular season? Okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, this is my expectation next year. Beat the teams you should beat, take care of the football, and that's going to get you to the playoffs. And then let me see what that looks like. You got a home game, you win the division, you win that playoff game. Now you're in the divisional round, and I think that's a nice little year. That, to me, that's the path. That's what we're looking at, Murray.
Yeah, please. And games you look at as wins, too. Kyler Murray, who you're a fan of, that team's going to be improved. That Arizona team's going to come in here and beat the bag out of this team, too, next year. Please, no.
It is?
You're delusional. You are delusional with your thoughts of what they would be able to do with either Brian Hoyer or Andy Dalton.
It's December. It's a 1 o'clock game because the Pats aren't going to have many prime timers with Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback. So you have a lot of Sunday 1 p.m. games, Arizona West Coast to East Coast, Sunday 1 p.m. Take a look at the record of those teams. You think Arizona's ready to come out here and win that ball game? No shot. There's winnable games on the schedule for the Patriots. I want my quarterback to take care of the ball, win those games, and then let's see where we're at. If they just do that, they're going to win the division.
I don't know if it's the virus or what, but people around here need a cold glass of water, man. There is a cold glass of reality coming your way. Like, this guy hears you want to be good. This guy says you want to be good during the regular season. Post Brady? I'll start with that. Yes, yeah, yes. I'll take that. Let's see what do you think? You're going to win Super Bowls right away?
Let's have a good season. What's wrong with having a good season?
Oh, my God, I can't believe people are this either stupid or just short-sighted.
No, they expect it's now it's like a birthright mask because it's been so you're
spoiled.
You're either young, you're on the young end of our demo, which in which case you don't know anything other than going to the Super Bowl every year. It's just you think that's the way it is.
Spoiled.
And you think that if you don't go to the Super Bowl every other year, you suck. So if you're a quarterback who's only won one or two Super Bowls, you blow. And if your team doesn't go to the Super Bowl every other year, you suck. So I'm here to tell you folks have no idea. For the youngins, you have no idea. Or maybe you're old enough, but you've just forgotten. And you've been lulled into this thing, this expectation, that unless you go to the Super Bowl every other year, you suck as a team and you suck as a quarterback. I'm here to tell you that if you have winning... if you have winning seasons and win divisions and go to the playoffs and you can do that consistently, take it. Take the money and run, because that's success at the NFL level. Take it.
Typical millennials. They show up on the first day of work and want to know when the promotion is.
Exactly. And Murray slipped into it, unfortunately. Sean in Marble. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, so I'm of the camp that if you don't draft a quarterback and you sit him's the guy, I think you should put him in there for the year and just let him develop. And if someone's not going to damage him, it should be theoretically Brady or Belichick. But Murray's rooting for Corona so much. If we sign Dalton, he's going to go get a Pat's Corona jersey.
Oh my God! I have to let you go. We don't do jokes on this program. We don't do jokes.
Waka waka.
What was the first thing that he said?
No.
He lost me too. I
look. People give me two things. But I had a take on it. That's so annoying.
Jimmy, play it back later.
No, it's not even worth it. Here's Brett and Franklin. Go ahead, Brett.
How you guys doing?
Fine. What do you got?
I want to talk about Belichick, and I have full faith in him. However, he seems to realize it defensively by the way he's built his defensive backfield that the trend now is building the offense with three or four guys on the outside, on the inside, outside, whatever. And he's just refused to do it on the offensive side of offensive side of the ball. And in a deep wide receiver class like this, it was completely irresponsible not drafting a wide receiver, especially when you see guys like going in the fifth round like Tyler Johnson, sixth round or whatever, Hightower, that probably go in the second round a year ago.
Okay, but I'm going to stop you. It's a fair second guess, but it's not because you need to surround Brady or it's not because of you need to surround Rodgers, but I think Peter King's point of the Packers and the Patriots not getting in on that wide receiver train is a good point, given the fact all those receivers that were drafted last year, second round and lower, who succeeded, and all the good players available in the draft. It's, you know, the position has become really deep coming out of college because of all the passing games, and it's where the pro game has gone as well, and there's a lot of good players at that position, and you don't get involved in it. I mean, at least the Patriots took a guy last year in the first round, but to at least not get in on that run, I think it's a fair second guess.
Oh, for sure. Again, look, I mean, there's a, to me, I look at it as simply as what makes your offense most diverse. And I just think there's a need at the position. So I would hope that they hit on one of those tight ends. At least they took a crack at it and we can all say, all right, fine. They made an attempt to address the deficiency at the position. I feel with the bodies they have, and they can pump up Sanu all they want. You know, to me, there's a lot of uncertainty there, given Edelman's age and the inexperience of the other guys. They needed a wideout.
Okay.
Well, they need speed at that position more than anything else, and I just don't see anyone on that roster, even including N'Keal Harry, that are going to be any kind of burner on this team. That's why I wish they drafted someone, even if it was like in the fifth round.
Okay, let's grab Murray here for an update, then we're back with you.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
But I do think the AFC North, like Cincinnati, I mean, Joe Burrow has been working with that playbook for weeks, he says, right? He might challenge to start right away. Cleveland got better.
I mean, everyone can say that. I was in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playbook 4 weeks ago, and I wasn't even on the team.
Why didn't you tell me before the other day?
Don't fall for that.
So let's hit on this story quickly. It interests me a little bit how blatantly Tampa might be pushing the envelope or cheating, or are they? Or are they? That was Rob Gronkowski on the podcast with, was it Sage Steele? The other night, and Gronkowski lets it slip that he's been in the Tampa Bay playbook for 4 weeks. Do you believe that, Maz? Do you think he was, or do you think he was kidding? Because then Rob Gronkowski came out with a Twitter post today that said he was just kidding. I'll read it to you in a minute. But do you think Gronk was being serious or was kidding?
I think he was being serious. I think he was in the playbook and already looking at the thing. Yep, I do.
Why? What leads you to believe that?
Because I think the whole thing was a bag job. I think that once Brady went to Tampa Bay, that Gronk wanted to play again, and he said to Brady, I want to come there. What do you think? Brady said, good. He said, we'll make it happen. You know, I'm either playing there or nowhere else. Brady says, I'll send you the playbook.
Okay.
You start studying up on it. I think something like that.
He's not bright enough to be a good liar either. So, I mean, this thing, I'm with Maz. It was orchestrated a long time ago. They knew they were going to end up meeting up with whatever team that Brady signed with. And so, yeah, he had that playbook a long time ago.
Okay, is it possible that he's pulling an end around? In other words, what he's really saying is that there's no way Joe Burrow has been in the playbook for 4 weeks. And he was being sarcastic when he said to Sage Steele, yeah, I've been in the Bucs playbook for 4 weeks, because he does say in there, don't buy that. Right here, Jimmy, can you play the cut again? This is
sure,
the original
don't
cut.
Don't fall for that.
He says, don't fall for that. Right, go ahead and play the whole thing.
But I do think the AFC North, like Cincinnati, I mean, Joe Burrow has been working with that playbook for weeks, he says, right? He might challenge to start right away. Cleveland got better.
I mean, I don't want to say that. I was in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playbook 4 weeks ago, and I wasn't even on the team.
Why didn't you tell me? Before the other day.
Don't fall for that.
Okay, don't fall for that. So is he actually saying, so he's being sarcastic when he says I've been in the playbook for 4 weeks. Is that possible, Maz?
Well, is it possible? Of course. Do I believe it? No.
I'm with you.
What's he say before that, too? It's all muffled. Like, I think he's mad because she's kind of exposing the fact that this goes on throughout the league.
Of course. Yeah, that, to me, again, bad job. And we know that Brady thought as early as the season, before the season, that it was probably his last year in New England. We have Drew Rosenhaus, Gronk's agent, saying that once Brady went to Tampa, Gronk knew he was going to come back. We have Karen Garigian saying that Gronk had been sitting there all along saying that if Brady ever got out of New England, he was going to try to play again with Brady, and that was really his only option. And all of that coincides with a little more than a month ago. So I think, yes, I think it was a bad job. I think Gronk had the playbook.
So, and I'm with you. You know, for him to be really sarcastic there, he has to be one step ahead, right? He has to be one step ahead of Sage Steele and then doubling back on her with a sarcastic comment. I don't think his brain works like that. I think his brain is a little more linear, Maz. I think...
That's one way to put it.
I think sarcasm and irony is probably often lost on Rob Gronkowski. He'll probably just... I think he's more of a at-face-value kind of guy.
Hands down.
Here was his Twitter post denying it. He said, this is a story, Gronkowski said on Twitter. LOL! Exclamation point. I was just joking around with Sage, as I was pretty much the whole time, that time when I was co-hosting the show with Big Cat. Wowzers. My co-hosting skills on point! Exclamation point. Exclamation point. LOL! Exclamation point. I actually just received my team-issued Surface today from the Bucks, and it's still in the package, and hoping it is all pictures and drawings. I'm pumped to open it one day, hopefully soon, and follow the arrows to learn where to run to. Gronk run, Gronk catch ball. No playbook needed. Hee-hee. That's his tweet. So again, is he making fun of himself?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. A little bit. He's trying to say, oh, you know, me of all people, I'm a dope. But I think that on the field, I don't think Gronk is a football dope. I think we've all sort of generally made that distinction, that there's a difference between football smart and real world smart. And so I'm sorry. I think it was damage control. I think that because he sort of let the cat out of the bag, like, uh-oh, you know, is this a problem now, that he made a joke out of it and poked fun at himself. But the reality is, I think he had the playbook a long time ago.
So the part that interests me then is, if Gronkowski got the playbook weeks ago, he got it from Brady, which means Brady had the playbook weeks ago. Or if I take him at his word with the tweet that he just got the team-issued Surface from the Bucks and it's that easy, they just overnight him the Surface thing and now he has the playbook. This whole thing, so whether he was serious with Sage Steele, he got it weeks ago, or he's serious in his tweet and he just got it in the mail overnight, the fact is, Tom Brady going over to Byron Leftwich's house to get the playbook is complete garbage, right? He either had it weeks ago because that's where Gronkowski got it, or, you know, they got it from the same place, or if he needs it, they just overnight him the Surface like they overnight Gronkowski. He does not need to drive to Byron Leftwich's house to pick up the playbook. That's from a bygone era. That's from like the 70s, where you drive up to the house and pick up the 3-ring binder. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's all on a tablet that the team delivers to you. So it all just puts that bigger lie to Brady coming into the house, and it turns out to be the neighbor's house, but he puts the duffel bag down and he's just there to pick up the playbook. Say what? And again, what's in the duffel bag? And what are they really doing? Because he does not need to go over to Byron Leftwich's house to pick up the playbook, as Rob Gronkowski has just proven to us. So that's what I think.
It's a good point. I mean, what was in that duffel bag were footballs. They were going to work out or at least do something together. I mean, that's what I think anyway, or something akin to that. I even joked, I told you that there was a pressure gauge in there and a needle so that it could put him to the, you know, the PSI that Brady wanted. But to me, there's no doubt. Listen, Brady and the Bucks, Gronk and the Bucks, this has been going on a long time.
Okay, and it means they're serious, which is good. I wish Brady had showed this much initiative with the Patriots the last couple of years. But be that as it may, it shows you they're Brady, and maybe now you're willing to admit it, is going to cut any corner that it takes and break any rule that it takes to break to be as competitive as he can possibly be, because that's how he's wired. So now you can probably admit this now, right? Since you want him to get fined and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get dock draft picks. But this is how they operate, right? And so that's where my brain goes. But Gronkowski being sarcastic, I don't know if he's got sarcasm in him. But
not intentionally.
The tweet sort of shows that he does, though. The tweet kind of does. The tweet made fun of himself.
Follow the arrows, please. He knows what he's doing on a football field. Nobody's ever said that.
Okay, long... Right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, he ended up with like a 36 at the Wonderlic, so he might not be like the most street smart guy, but like Maz said, football smart, Gronk is definitely that.
So Maz's Wonderlic was 27.
Correct.
Gronk's Wonderlic, did Gronk really hit a 36 on that thing?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous, like a 34 or 36, but it was in the 30s. 32, it was a 32.
Yeah, but I think I took the wrong Wonderlic. I think I took like a Financial World Wonderlic, and I'm very average when it comes to money. If it was a football Wonderlic, you know, or an athlete level Wonderlic, I'm in the 40s, dude.
Okay, there's that story. Andy Dalton to the Patriots, your thoughts. Long commercial free segments next.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5 to Sports Hub.
I have no idea, neither do you, who Bill Belichick sits in his office, feet up on the desk, watching tape of who he says, I really like that guy. Whether or not the rest of the league likes him or not. One of the guys I think, and I know these people are going to laugh at this, I think Bill Belichick would really like to work with Andy Dalton. You know, because wow. Andy Dalton he's a football player, you know, and he's not Tom Brady. He's not going to go down in the pantheon. I get it. Guys who are going to go down in the pantheon at age 32 are not available. Okay, but Russell Wilson's not available. But I think Andy Dalton would be a very compelling guy to be a bridge, either to be their quarterback for a while or to be their bridge guy to the next quarterback.
You keep playing that. I've played that many times over the last weeks and months, but I think it's telling. I smelled it there. I smelled it at the time. January 9th. January 9th. That was 5 days after the Patriots lost to the Titans in the wild card weekend. The full NFL playoffs hadn't even come and gone. Free agency was still 3 months away. The draft was still 4+ months away. Tom Brady had not left for the Buccaneers. Joe Burrow had not been drafted. All those things were months and months away. And Peter King, on the 9th, says, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Andy Dalton. Say, huh, where does that come from? How does he come up with it? And when he said it at the time, we all went like, say what? No freaking way, Peter. But I immediately went, well, let's play the media game. I know he and Bill Belichick, not great. But who got the exclusive with Robert Kraft that night of the Titans playoff game? Who got the quote from Robert Kraft in his office alone after that game, looking at a picture of, was it Johnny Unitas in a San Diego uniform?
Where, I think so, yeah.
Where Robert Kraft says, I just hope Tommy either retires or stays. I'd hate to see him make the mistake that Johnny Unitas made. And Peter King got the Robert Kraft exclusive one-on-one just 5 days prior. And then on the 9th, Peter King out of nowhere says, Andy Dalton. My sniffer immediately activated, which is why, Murray, which is why Andy Dalton might have been the plan all along, which is why I say that. I connect the media dots. I'm sorry, I do.
Well, just hearing these clips again now, all these months later, and Brady's in Tampa, what I hear is that it's proof that Kraft and Belichick, they knew Brady was gone, or they didn't want him back. They were already thinking about this ginger stiff in Cincinnati or someone else or whatever the option was going to be. They knew Brady was gone back in January.
I mean, but you can see how that whole conversation between King and Kraft would have gone, right? That, you know, how about how did this go with Brady? Were you sad to lose a blah, blah, and then what are you going to do with quarterback? Well, look, don't quote me on it, you know.
Well, no. What they'll say is, don't report this. It's not fact, but if you had an opinion that said ... I mean, that happens all the time. That's how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Kraft said to him again, you know, don't quote me on it. But, you know, I think Bill's always been a little intrigued with Andy Dalton. If he shakes free, maybe we go after someone like him. Again, don't put that in our mouths. But, you know, someone like that will shake free. And that's how it happened. Something like that.
So how would you feel about it? I think a lot of you have come to grips with maybe Stidham. And you've bought into the narrative. And I have too, frankly. But you've bought into the storyline that, well, they got Jared Stidham at a depressed price. He would have been a first-round pick if he had come out the year before at Auburn. He would have been a first-round pick this year. But because he had a bad senior year, he slipped to the fourth round, and the Patriots got a first-round talent in the fourth round, and that's the next guy. And the Pats are going with Jared Stidham. Maybe a token competition with Brian Hoyer, but Stidham's a guy. That's the plan, and you've all sort of wrapped your head around it. What if it's really Andy Dalton? What if the plan was, and the thought was originally, that Brady's going to cave and he's going to come back for one more year, and it's Brady for one more year. And if it's not, we'll get someone like Andy Dalton because we like Stidham. He's the guy. He's the future. But we want him 2 years in the system, 2 years in the playbook before we start him. And so we're going to have a holdover guy, a bridge guy, and we've always liked Andy Dalton. And what if that's the plan? How do you feel about that plan? I feel like you like it less, but I'm curious why, because it's still a plan. And it might make more sense for the future in terms of Stidham, because I do believe, Maz, that you can hurt a guy if you play him too early. Not just hurt him physically, but hurt his confidence or put him behind, you know, hurt his development. If you put him in too early and he's not ready for it and he gets beat up either mentally or physically or on the scoreboard, you can set him back. And maybe they just treat Stidham like Garoppolo, which is year three, year four is really the year for him. Aaron Rodgers. Even Pat Mahomes sat a year, not two, but he sat a year. So they want this guy to sit. And if Brady's not going to come back for the crappy 1 year deal, we got to find a bridge, and it's Dalton. And what if that's the plan, Murray? What if that's, why can't that be the plan?
Because it's not a plan. The plan, if you go with a guy that you drafted and you try to ease him into the system, even with a guy that already knows your system like Brian Hoyer, it's not a plan that I think is great, but at least it reeks of a plan. You are waiting for a retread to shake free, and you pick him up, and we'll see what happens. That's not a plan. It's just not.
I like the idea better of having somebody who has some history of winning games in the regular season, at least in the NFL.
Well, but go ahead.
No, and Dalton has that. Hoyer doesn't.
So my question is, Murray, what if it's not, you know, they're not waiting to see what shakes free? They knew Dalton was going to shake free. They knew it. Which
he
is
could still choose another team. That's the thing. If you really wanted him, again, you would have made a trade for him or something like that. It's not a guarantee that he's going to end up coming here when he has other options if someone is trying to, you know, sign him or just have him be a backup or he can make more money in Jacksonville. It's not a lock that he ends up with the Patriots.
You're shaking your head, Maz.
Well, because the trade thing with Dalton was never going to happen. His salary was $17 million. The Bengals tried to trade him. In fact, you've mentioned the Jay Gruden connection, who's now the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville, Murray. And Dalton worked with Jay Gruden earlier in his career. The Bengals spoke with the Jags about Dalton. The Jags didn't want to make the deal because they didn't want to pay him $17 million a year. That doesn't mean Jacksonville doesn't want him. It just means they don't want him at that price. Now, look, he might choose Jacksonville. He might end up going there.
I think
Belichick, look, for all the things that we say about Belichick, stubborn, you know, his system, his way or the highway, that he can be a dictator, all of that stuff. You've never, ever, ever heard me say that he's stupid. So I think that it's entirely possible that he looked at it and said, hey, look, Stidham's going to be comparable to a lot of the guys we bring in here. Unless we can get him cheap, we're not going to do it. And so we're going to wait. That Andy Dalton, if he gets traded, is not worth it. But if he hits the street, is. We're going to wait and see if a guy like him lands on the street. And now he's out on the street. And I think the Patriots have interest.
Murray, what's the record if Andy Dalton starts all 16 games next year?
Well, it'll be 6-10. I would hope for 0-16.
So Dalton is 6-10. What's the record next year if Brian Hoyer is their starter?
5-11.
Yet you want Hoyer over Dalton.
Yep.
Why?
Despite you both and because I hate Andy Dalton. It really comes down to this more than anything else, because you don't really believe this anyway. You don't really want Andy Dalton. You're doing this to, like, piss me off and piss off the audience because you know that no one wants Andy Dalton. There's guys we've watched as sports fans that you know are deep down losers, and they're not going to be changed because of a little bit of better coaching or anything like that. Guys like Roberto Luongo. You couldn't convince yourself as a Bruins fan to be like, oh, well, you know, maybe if he came here and he got to a winning program and blah, 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 Roberto Luongo would be a great goal. Like, you know, he stinks and he's a loser. And it's the same thing with Andy Dalton.
I've never felt that way about Dalton. I mean, I feel that way about, say, Jay Cutler, right? I think he's a loser and a bum. If I can think of another guy, I will. But
Jeff George was a loser.
Jeff George, loser, bum. Like, okay, those guys. I've never put Andy Dalton in that category, Murray. I always thought Andy Dalton was Joe average, like Joe average quarterback. If you would just say to me generically, any given year, is he better or worse than the 16th quarterback in the NFL? I'd say Andy Dalton to be that guy. I just think he's been that. So that I've never considered him the loser that you do, because I've always put that Bengals thing on Marvin Lewis and the Bengals organization. Like that's an ingrained loserdom there that extends beyond the quarterback. Anyway, but hold on. So Patriots 6-10 with Dalton. 5-11 with Hoyer. What are they with Stidham?
8-8.
So 8-8 with Stidham. 6-10 with Dalton. 5-11 with Hoyer. I'm going to go 9-7 with Stidham and Hoyer. 10-6 with Andy Dalton. I think he gives him a little bit better of a chance. I've never considered him that loser. I think he's just a system guy. I think he's just an average guy. Take care of the ball. Win the games you should win. You're going to win games. You're going to win the division with Andy Dalton, Maz.
Okay, so look, I think that if it's Hoyer, Stidham, you're going 7-9. If it's Dalton added into that group, you're going no worse than 8-8 with a ceiling of 10-6. That's how I look at it. I think if they don't bring in Dalton, an experienced quarterback who has won games in the league, they're not going 500.
Okay, Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Your thoughts on it to you, I promise, right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
You're not inspired, Murray?
Oh, listen to that confidence.
Huh?
How did his teammates not spit in his face? And I remember it being so telling, too. Now, when that suckbag didn't actually play in a game, the one playoff game, the Bengals actually had a chance to win, but of course they blew it because of the Bengals. A.J. McCarron starts against Pittsburgh, or did Dalton get knocked out of that game? Either way, McCarron comes into that game and looks like a pretty damn good quarterback. Like, oh, you know what? We can actually win with this guy because he has confidence. He's not a bad pick waiting to happen like Dalton is. And then, of course, they were the Bengals, and they found a way to blow it anyway. But he's never been the answer there. He's never been the franchise quarterback. I can understand why he's out on the street, but I want no part of him here. I think you're crazy to want Andy Dalton here, and I think if you want it to happen, I think it's to spite the Patriots fans and the audience.
Well, no, there's a little bit of it. I mean, he's a great contrarian sort of figure in this whole thing. You're going to go from Tom, the greatest ever, Tom Brady, to freaking Andy Dalton. Are you kidding me?
Ferrari to a Plymouth K car.
And then if Bill actually does win the division with him, like, that's a great sort of contrarian storyline. So yeah, that definitely appeals to me, Murray. There's no question about it. But like I said, I always blame the Bengals thing on Marvin Lewis and the Bengals, not Andy Dalton. And not that I ever thought that Andy Dalton was great. I used to argue, I mean, someone who used to be really high on Andy Dalton was Troy Brown, our good buddy Troy Brown. Troy sort of had an anti-Andrew Luck thing for some reason. I was really high on Andrew Luck, and he wasn't so high on him. And he used to argue with me and say that he would rather have Andy Dalton versus Andrew Luck. And so I used to bash Andy Dalton to Troy Brown, but just for that reason, to try and win the Andrew Luck thing. But I just considered him average. Joe average, and all that loserdom was a Bengals problem, not an Andy Dalton problem. But when I hear this pep talk again, Jimmy, give that to me. What game was that from? You know, and there was like...
I'm sorry, say it again. I was listening to something else.
Yeah, do you remember what game that was from? You know, because
2016, Tom Morgan says.
So there were, you know, because the thing on Andy Dalton, like, he had never won a big game. You know, he wasn't considered a leader. Maybe there was even reporting going on that he wasn't vocal enough. And so, like, I remember there was some sort of backstory because he took it upon himself to rally the team, get the team together in the tunnel.
Win on three, one, two, three!
Win.
And give him a pep talk because he had been criticized for not being more of a leader. And this is what came out. Give me the
thing. Hey, these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three, one, two, three!
Win.
Ooh, and I think they lost another 31-3 game or something like that. It is... That's hard to generate much enthusiasm there for that guy. But just win the games you're supposed to win and no pregame pep talk.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
Okay, we're gonna let Edelman or someone else do the pregame thing. You just hand the ball off and, you know, just do what you're supposed to do.
And don't throw picks.
Right.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
The thought of this guy is the Patriots quarterback following Tom Brady. Your thoughts? Sean in Fall River has been waiting patiently, Sean. Thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
How you doing? So in 2008 when Brady went down, the Patriots went with the backup quarterback, Matt Castle, who had zero experience as an NFL starter. They won 11 games that year. Castle was a...
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
You're not inspired, Murray?
Oh, listen to that confidence.
Huh?
How did his teammates not spit in his face? And I remember it being so telling, too, that when that suckbag didn't actually play in a game, the one playoff game, the Bengals actually had a chance to win, but of course they blew it because of the Bengals. A.J. McCarron starts against Pittsburgh, or did Dalton get knocked out of that game? Either way, McCarron comes into that game and looks like a pretty damn good quarterback. Like, oh, you know what? We can actually win with this guy because he has confidence. He's not a bad pick waiting to happen like Dalton is. And then, of course, they were the Bengals, and they found a way to blow it anyway. But he's never been the answer there. He's never been the franchise quarterback. I can understand why he's out on the street, but I want no part of him here. I think you're crazy to want Andy Dalton here, and I think if you want it to happen, I think it's to spite the Patriots fans and the audience.
Well, no, there's a little bit of it. I mean, he's a great contrarian sort of figure in this whole thing. You're going to go from Tom, the greatest ever, Tom Brady, to freaking Andy Dalton. Are you kidding me?
Ferrari to a Plymouth K car.
And then if Bill actually does win the division with him, like, that's a great sort of contrarian storyline. So yeah, that definitely appeals to me, Murray. There's no question about it. But like I said, I always blame the Bengals thing on Marvin Lewis and the Bengals, not Andy Dalton. And not that I ever thought that Andy Dalton was great. I used to argue, I mean, someone who used to be really high on Andy Dalton was Troy Brown, our good buddy Troy Brown. Troy sort of had an anti-Andrew Luck thing for some reason. I was really high on Andrew Luck, and he wasn't so high on him. And he used to argue with me and say that he would rather have Andy Dalton versus Andrew Luck. And so I used to bash Andy Dalton to Troy Brown, but just for that reason, to try and win the Andrew Luck thing. But I just considered him average. Joe average, and all that loserdom was a Bengals problem, not an Andy Dalton problem. But when I hear this pep talk again, Jimmy, give that to me. What game was that from? You know, and there was like...
I'm sorry, say it again. I was listening to something else.
Yeah, do you remember what game that was from? You know, because
2016, Tom Morgan says.
So there were, you know, because the thing on Andy Dalton, like, he had never won a big game. You know, he wasn't considered a leader. Maybe there's even reporting going on that he wasn't vocal enough. And so, like, I remember there was some sort of backstory because he took it upon himself to rally the team, get the team together in the tunnel.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
And give him a pep talk because he had been criticized for not being more of a leader. And this is what came out. Give me the
thing. Hey, these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
Ooh, and I think they lost another 31-3 game or something like that. It is. That's hard to generate much enthusiasm there for that guy. But just win the games you're supposed to win and no pregame pep talks.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
Okay, we're gonna let Edelman or someone else do the pregame thing. You just hand the ball off and, you know, just do what you're supposed to do.
And don't throw picks.
Right.
Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
The thought of this guy as the Patriots quarterback following Tom Brady. Your thoughts. Sean in Fall River has been waiting patiently, Sean. Thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
How you doing? So in 2008 when Brady went down, the Patriots went with the backup quarterback, Matt Castle, who had zero experience as an NFL starter. They won 11 games that year. Castle was a system player. So Belichick certainly has evidence. He's shown that he's willing to go with the guy that he's comfortable with the that knows the system. I don't mind Dalton coming in, but...
Okay, Sean, I'm going to let you go. I don't think there's any question that the fact that Belichick is 14-6... as a record with Castle, Garoppolo, and Brissett has given him confidence that he can be have a similar kind of team with whatever backup system quarterback he puts in here this time. I think that has given him confidence. It's given me confidence. Has it given you confidence? I guess it's mixed. Murray, it definitely hasn't given you confidence.
No, not at all. I want to know if that guy was calling from an aviary.
Yeah, well, you know, the birds were chirping.
Yeah.
Maz?
Well, so I was just going to say, the Castle thing obviously is a huge checkmark in Belichick's favor, but I think what people neglect to point out, Castle was in the system 3 years at that point. I think that was his fourth year by the time when he was actually made the starter.
Yeah.
So again, this sort of speaks to the idea of, is Stidham ready? And again, look, you don't have to take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. I'm talking to the listeners. But Greg Bedard himself said at the beginning of the offseason, and I like to think Greg is pretty plugged in, said that Patriots just didn't think Stidham was ready yet. So if that's the case, why rush him? Bring in a guy. And I see, I just, maybe they have a higher opinion of Hoyer than I do, and I'm sure they do. I just think Hoyer is not going to work.
Colin in Boston. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say how refreshing it is to be talking about Patriots news that does not involve Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski. Last couple of years, Brady's been sort of a dark cloud with the OTAs and the contract. It's really cool to see what direction this team is going to be going in and seeing how these young players develop and stand out. And so personally, I'd rather see the team go 9-7 and have everyone be doing really well and growing than seeing Tom Brady 8-0 throwing his helmet on the sideline because of his pissy attitude and worrying about his contract or whatever. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I think the Patriots scrapping to 9-10 wins with Andy Dalton or Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham is more compelling than going 12-4 sleepwalking like they did last year with Tom Brady. I agree with that 1,000%. Sorry.
Hey, look, go ahead, Murray.
Oh, it'd be interesting, I guess, in terms of, something different. But, it's not anything I'd actually be rooting for.
I mean, they're building something again. That's what this is all about. They're building
something if you have Andy Dalton. That's just a false
Okay,
narrative.
No, but they're building something with Stidham.
Well, hold on.
Murray, Dalton might just sort of be a piece in that to help protect Stidham a little bit in the long term. So I'm talking about more the general perception that, the Patriots have turned the page and they're entering another phase of their organizational history. And I think that is right. They're building something in, and there's always some, for me anyway, there's always something interesting about that because you want to see how far it can go.
Well, Murray, why can't they be building something if they just think Stidham is best served by sitting another year on the bench?
Nah, I don't believe that. Not with everything that I've read. I've heard that Stidham's the guy. They believe in him. They've never seen a rookie quarterback throw that good at the training camp before. So I believe those reports. Stidham's the guy. If you bring in someone like Dalton or Cam Newton, it's so that you can get more wins, stack wins that ultimately won't matter because you'll lose in the playoffs. But those wins matter to Bill Belichick so he can ultimately overcome Shula someday in his wins record. So,
okay, so
it's not building anything if you bring in any of these retreads.
In case you're curious at home or you haven't picked up on it yet, Murray is a little down on Andy Dalton. A little down on him. How much, and let's be honest again, I just want to reset this, how much of it is that he's a ginger athlete, Murray?
Good 20%.
Okay, so Murray's also a gingerist. He does not believe in ginger athletes being successful. We did a whole show on this weeks ago. I don't want to repeat it. But when we did that whole show and we solicited calls, and it's hard, who's the greatest ginger athlete of all time? What did we come up with?
Like Bill Walton.
Was it Walton or Dave Cowens or?
Someone like that, yeah.
I mean, no better than that, and it's hard. And we're not talking strawberry blondes. No, we're talking freckled ginger athlete.
Yeah, you know him when you see him.
It's a thin list, folks. It's a pamphlet. It's not a Hall of Fame. It's not a hall. It's not a building. It's not a book. It's a little pamphlet.
It's a closet.
It's really small. But maybe Andy Dalton breaks the mold here, Murray. Maybe he breaks it. Greg in Worcester. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? Well, real quick, the greatest ginger athlete of all time is Canelo Alvarez, the middleweight boxer. Let's face it.
Well, doesn't that say it all, then? If the greatest ginger athlete of all time is Canelo Alvarez, then that says it all.
All right, well, I'm just saying he's the greatest middleweight boxer ever. But anyways, the reason why I called is Stephen A. Smith this morning was talking about how the Pats should go after Cam Newton instead. And my question to you guys is, and Felger, I really want your opinion on this, why does anyone think that Cam Newton's a good quarterback anymore? He's had two seasons in his career where he was above a 60% completion percentage. He's had one season in his career, his rookie year, where he threw for over 4,000
okay.
yards.
Greg,
where
James Greg.
Winston just threw for 5,000.
Greg, when he's healthy, is he better than Andy Dalton?
No.
Oh, come on.
I think Andy Dalton over him in a heartbeat. Andy Dalton's had a better career.
So, look, I think Andy Dalton's a better fit. And I'd rather have Dalton than Newton because he's a better fit. and he's not going to – there's less risk, and he'll assume his role, whatever it is, better than Cam Newton. So that's why I want Dalton, and he's a system guy, and that's what I want. Don't delude yourself. Cam Newton is an elite premium athlete when he's healthy. You can say these other things about him, that he's a pain in the ass or high maintenance, or, you know, he quit in that Super Bowl. All those are valid. But don't tell me from a pure ability standpoint, Andy Dalton can't hold Cam Newton's jock. Please, give me a break.
Look, I'm intrigued by the idea of Belichick being able to work with a guy like Newton. Like, you know, I sort of look at that and say,
that would be a fun story.
Yeah, look, you got a great talent there who's had some injuries and, you know, is now at a stage of his career where he probably has to alter the way he plays if he hasn't already been at that stage. But now he's been there a little longer, and a guy like Belichick could be a really good influence on him. I like that matchup or that pairing. I like that. I think that that's, but I just don't think that he factors in as well with Stidham in the mix. I think that Stidham is clearly the guy. They would have drafted someone else if they didn't believe in him. And if someone else is just keeping the seat warm, Newton's the wrong guy.
Derek in Foxborough is next. Hi, Derek.
Yeah, I'm all in on Andy Dalton. You know, this reminds me of when Chad Pennington, another ginger, went to the Dolphins in 08.
Hold on 1 second. Chad Pennington, ginger?
No.
Strawberry blonde. No. Ginger is ginger. We're not taking the off-brand ginger. You know, pure gingers. And Pennington does not. If he were, he'd be up there. He'd be a top five of all time, but he's not. Sorry, Derek. Continue.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Chad Pennington won comeback player of the year that year. I think Dalton could win comeback player of the year. Put him in Belichick's system, because I'm not a big Stidham guy. He was a fourth-round pick. You know, nobody really wanted him. You know, so I think they need the veteran. And also look at Edelman. You think Edelman wants to have to break in a rookie quarterback? I don't think so.
Okay, Andy Dalton. Thank you, Derek. All in on Andy Dalton, Murray. Comeback player of the year. Start making the T-shirts, dude.
Yeah, so I can pee on them and then light them on fire.
Sully in Watertown. Yes, Sully.
Hey, Murray, cheer up, buddy. The weed dispensaries are going to be open soon.
Oh, I have my card. That was never a problem anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I do agree with you. I say no to the Red Rocket. I'm all in on Stidham, and here's why. Are you guys familiar with Jordan Palmer, the younger brother of Carson Palmer?
Quarterback coach.
Yep. So up and coming, he's been coaching Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen. He's all in on Stidham, so I completely agree with him. I'm putting my stock into Jordan Palmer.
Okay, so, I mean, you understand that's his client. So it behooves Jordan Palmer to pump the tires of Jared Stidham and not just have Jared Stidham succeed, but if anyone asks, to say, yeah, he's the next thing. He's amazing because that's his guy. Jordan Palmer may be a great quarterback coach. You can't trust what he says. I mean, for that very reason. It's like asking Drew Rosenhaus, how do you feel about your client? Oh, my God, he's amazing. Like,
right.
You can't.
That no, it's the last guy you'd go to.
Please, last guy. When it comes to this story, the first guy I go to is Anthony Maserati and his Apple Watch. If you're listening yesterday, that thing was dinging all over the place. And this is why we were a little bit ahead of this, because we spent yesterday talking about the quarterback position and Andy Dalton, and Maz was pretty strong on it. And wouldn't you know, here we are, not 24 hours later, and Andy Dalton's on the street, and the Patriots are reportedly expressing interest. So what's Maz's Apple Watch been saying today? We'll get to that right after these words.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.